party. Today's contestants are an adjunct history teacher from Bakersfield, California, Kelly Gerhold. An operations control specialist from Chicago, Illinois, Chris Blazzoni. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Dowagiac, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose one day cash winnings total $45,200. And now, here is the host, the Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been an exciting year for Jeopardy. Of course, we had Jeopardy James. Then, more recently, Jason Zeffirelli winning 19 games in a row. But yesterday's debut performance by this young lady, Jennifer, winning $45,000, was truly amazing. All right, Chris and Kelly, you know what you're up against. Good luck to all three of you. Here we go into the Jeopardy round, where you three get to deal with these categories. First off, literary locales, followed by thanks a lot. Archaeology. The J effect. Notice the J in quotation marks. We have cheese for the mouse. And then actor and roles. Jennifer, start.
Literary locales 200.
Romeo and Juliet takes place mostly in this Italian city, 65 miles west of Venice. Jennifer.
What is Verona?
Right.
Literary 400.
This 1934 novel by Henry Miller is set north of the line of latitude in its title, in the seamier parts of Paris. Jennifer.
What is Tropic of Cancer?
Correct.
Literary 600.
An early name of this O'Hara plantation was Fontenoy Hall. Kelly.
What is Terra?
Good, you're on the board now.
Literary locales 8, please.
Mark Twain's first national success inspired an annual jumping frog jubilee in this California county that's in the title of the tale. Chris.
What is Calabasas?
No, sorry. Kelly.
What is Calaveras County?
Calaveras, yes.
Literary locales 1,000, please.
This author set his play The Night of the Iguana at the Costa Verde Hotel in Puerto Barrio, Mexico. Jennifer.
Who's O'Neill?
No. Chris.
Who's Tennessee Williams?
He's the one, and you're on the plus side now.
Actor and roles for 200.
Genie and Hitch, which sounds like its own buddy cop film, doesn't it? Kelly?
Oh, man, I'm blanking, sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Chris.
Who's Will Smith?
Yes.
Actors for 400.
Up for an Oscar in back-to-back years as Sophie and as Karen Silkwood. Jennifer.
Who's Meryl Streep?
Good. You're out of the hole.
Archaeology 200.
In the 1860s, Giuseppe Fiorelli became the first serious excavator of this site, destroyed more than 1,700 years before. Jennifer.
What is Pompeii?
Right.
Archaeology 4.
You know the big heads on this Pacific island? Joanne Van Tilburg has shown that they have bodies, if you just dig. Jennifer.
What is Easter Island?
You are right.
Archaeology 6.
Supporting their origin in Asia, not Italy, a 4,000-year-old bowl of these, made of millet, was found in China in 2005. Jennifer.
What is pasta?
Pasta or noodles, yeah.
Archaeology 8.
Answer. There you go. Well, you were in the hole a moment ago, and now you're tied with Kelly for the lead.
1,000.
Okay, here is the clue. The 1866 discovery and translation of the Decree of Canopus confirmed Champollion's work translating this other artifact.
What is the Rosetta Stone?
You got that quickly. You have 2,200.
Archaeology 1,000.
Hadar in Ethiopia is the site where the 3.2 million-year-old remains of an early hominid given this female name were found. Jennifer.
What is Lucy?
Lucy, right you are.
Cheese for the mouse, 200.
Jerry, you may choose the dry, pepper, or Monterey version of this. Chris.
What is Jack cheese?
Yes.
Cheese for the mouse for 400.
Despero, we give you this French cheese that's been called the default choice for holiday cheese platters. Chris.
What is Brie?
Yes.
Cheese for 600.
Mrs. Frisbee, enjoy your Stilton, made only in three counties in this country. Kelly.
What is England?
You are right, and with that, you move up to 1,800. We're going to take a break. Come back in a moment to talk to the players. Welcome back. Before I spend a few moments talking to Kelly Gerhold, my apologies to Jason Zeffirneri. I don't know why I'm apologizing about misspeaking his name. I promoted him into a very famous Italian film director, but that's neither here nor there. Now, Kelly.
Hello.
You're a virtuoso whistler.
So I think, yeah.
Give me a sample. Thank you. How many of you noticed that I was accompanying her on that? You did very well. Chris Blazzoni from Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Sold socks to Meryl Streep. There's a story there.
Yes, I was working in a department store in Albany, New York in 1986, and she was filming the film Ironweed at the same time, and she came into my store. She bought two pairs of neon slouch socks.
All right. Jennifer Quayle is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. You love one of my favorite birds, puffins.
Yes.
But you've never seen a real one.
I have a terrible timing going places where puffins live. Every time I go somewhere, I've been to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. It's like, oh, you should have been here in May. Well, you should have been here in September. But I've got lots of little puffin souvenirs that I've collected from there. They're so adorable.
Okay, let's get back into this. And at the moment, Kelly has command of the board. So
cool.
She selects.
Cheese for the mouse for eight, please.
Mr. Jingles, a little Grasskäse, a young type of this five-letter Dutch cheese. Jennifer?
What is Edam?
No. Curse?
What is Munster?
No. Kelly?
What is Gouda?
Gouda, you got it. Gouda for you.
Cheese for the mouse for 1,000, please.
Speedy Gonzalez, your selection is this crumbly kind, the Parmesan of Mexico. Chris?
What is Chihuahua?
No. Jennifer?
What is Manchego?
No. What is Cotija? Kelly, back to you.
The J effect for 200, please.
A 1940s dance to boogie-woogie music. Jennifer?
What is Jitterbug?
Good.
Tanks a lot, 200.
For a full-sized SUV, it holds about 30 gallons. Chris?
What's the gas tank?
Yeah.
The J effect for 400.
Forward French term, meaning a pleasing, indefinable quality. Kelly?
What is je ne sais quoi?
You got it.
J effect for 600, please.
It's a beam used to support a ceiling. Jennifer.
What is joist?
Good.
J effect 8.
It's a Spanish word for boss. Chris.
What is jefe?
Good.
J effect for 1,000.
It's the name some folks use for the additions on the ice cream. Jennifer.
What are jimmies?
Jimmies, yeah.
Tanks 400.
Robert Herjavec's investment in the ugly Christmas sweater company, Tipsy Elves, was one of this show's big successes. Chris.
What is Shark Tank?
You are right.
Thanks a lot for 6.
The Manhattan Institute is a think tank that helped promote the pro-tax cut economic view that focuses on this side. Jennifer.
What is supply side?
Right.
Tanks 800.
Now a counselor and close advisor to the president, she once ran Vox Futuri, known as not a think tank, but a do tank. And her name is Kellyanne Conway. Jennifer?
Tanks 1,000.
Models PZ-1 through 6. These World War II tanks lent their name to divisions still part of Germany's army today. Kelly?
What are Panzer?
Panzers, yes.
Actor Noel 600, please.
Thor and the Huntsman. Kelly.
Who is Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
800, please.
Showing some range, Sharon Tate and Harley Quinn. Kelly.
Who is Margot Robbie?
You are right. Now the last clue. Jean Grey and Sansa Stark. Queen in the North. Queen in the North. Jennifer.
Who is Sophie Turner?
You are right, and that takes you to 4,800. Chris has been in and out of the red. He's on the plus side now, but he's in third place, which means, of course, he goes first when we come back. Chris, a little bit of catching up for you to do if you want to get closer to Jennifer and Kelly, but you're selecting first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Grand old flags, followed by four-letter words. Sounds easy. Besiege, each correct response, beginning with a B. Followed by Patriot Games, and then this.
This category is called The World According to Jeff Goldblum, and look who's bringing it to you.
Jeff Goldblum. And finally, complete the constitutional phrase. Chris, start us.
I'll take B siege for 400.
The Crimean War's siege of Sevastopol resulted in the loss of Russia's main naval port on this sea. Chris.
What is the Baltic?
No. Kelly.
What is the Black Sea?
You're right.
B siege 800, please.
After a siege by Nebuchadnezzar, Jerusalem fell to this empire around 586 B.C. Jennifer?
What is the Babylonian Empire?
That's the B.
Grand Old Flags 400.
It officially adopted the tricolor for good in 1830. Jennifer?
What is France?
Yes.
Flags 8.
In 1801, the Cross of St. Patrick joined the crosses of St. Andrew and St. George on this. Kelly?
What is the British flag?
Be more specific. Chris.
What is the Union Jack?
Yes, that's the name of the flag.
Be siege for 1200.
The British were under siege from these South Africans at Mafeking for more than 200 days before reinforcements came. Jennifer?
Were the Boers?
Yes.
Flags 12.
In use since 1743, the triangular pennons on Nepal's flag originally symbolized these jagged natural features. Jennifer.
What are mountains?
Be more specific.
What are the Himalayas?
Those are the mountains.
Flag 16.
Answer there. Well, double end. It's a good thing you came up with that correct response. You have $8,400.
$2,000.
All right. Here's the clue. Around since 1817, Chile's flag is known as La Estrella Solitaria. This name familiar from another flag.
What is the Lone Star?
You are right.
2,000 flags.
Tradition says this country's flag fell from heaven in 1219. Jennifer.
What is Denmark?
You got it, yeah.
Patriot Games, 400.
This head coach has led the New England Patriots to victory in 6 Super Bowls. Jennifer.
Who is Belichick?
Bill Belichick is right.
Patriot, 800.
On October 11th, 1963, the Red Sox weren't playing. It was the Patriots' first game of 6 seasons in this home field. Kelly.
What is Wrigley Field?
No.
Okay.
Chris.
What is Comiskey Park?
No. I don't know why you guys were in Chicago instead of Boston. Fenway Park. Jennifer, back to you.
B Siege 16.
Answer. Daily Double.
2,500.
All right. During this 1900 rebellion, a siege of the International Quarter of Peking was broken with the timely help of the U.S. Marines.
What is the Boxer Rebellion?
You are right.
Siege 2,000.
In 1864, resistance by this Confederate general saved Petersburg, leading to a near 10-month siege. Jennifer?
Who is Breckinridge?
No. Chris.
Who's Beauregard?
Yes.
I will take 4-letter roots for 4.
A magician's conjuring rod. Chris.
What is a wand?
That's it.
4-letter words, 8.
A verb for what you do to make porter, or a noun meaning the resulting drink. Kelly.
What is brew?
Good.
4-letter for 1,200, please.
In our heavenly neighborhood, Ganymede is the largest. Kelly.
What is moon?
Good.
4-letter 1,600, please.
Business owners often keep their money in this, the cash drawer in a store. Kelly.
What is the till?
That's the word.
4-letter 2,000, please.
In crossword puzzles, this state bird is often called a Hawaiian goose. Kelly.
What is the nene?
Yeah.
A constitutional phrase for 400, please.
High these and misdemeanors. Chris.
What are crimes?
Right.
Constitutional for 800.
No law respecting an establishment of this. Kelly.
What is religion?
Yes.
Constitutional for 1,200, please.
Unreasonable searches and these. Chris.
What are seizures?
Correct.
Constitutional for 1,600.
Neither slavery nor involuntary this. Kelly.
What is servitude?
Yes.
Constitutional for 2,000, please.
With the advice and this of the Senate. Chris.
What is consent?
You are right.
Patriot for 1,200.
In his NFL debut in the year 2000, this Pats quarterback completed 1 of 3 passes in a 34-9 loss to Detroit. He got better. Kelly.
Who is Tom Brady?
He's the one.
Jeff Goldblum for 400, please.
All right, Jeff, off you go.
Vermont's favorite ice cream is extra flavorful because co-founder Ben Cohen suffers from anosmia, or lack of this sense that relates to taste. Partner Jerry Greenfield would add flavoring until Ben could appreciate his new creations. Kelly?
What is a sense of smell?
You are right.
Jeff Goldblum 800, please.
My study of different styles of barbecue grilling led me to an eco-sustainable source of protein. These grillable insects with the appropriate scientific family name of Grillidae.
Jennifer?
What are crickets?
Crickets, that's right.
Jeff Goldblum 1200.
Seeing as how I'm no slouch at putting on a fancy costume, I felt right at home at a gathering of the whimsical folk who are into LARP, or LARP, short for Live Action This.
Chris.
What is role-playing?
Right.
Jeff Goldblum for 2000.
When it comes to videos of unboxing sneakers, for example, I found that it's all about anticipation and the release of this neurotransmitter that gives us a rush of happiness even when the shoes aren't necessarily for us.
Jennifer.
What is dopamine?
Dopamine, right you are.
Goldblum 1600.
In an episode on bikes, I visited a company that uses a special wind tunnel to help design the most efficient competitive sports bikes, where it's all about this, the science of the way air moves around objects.
Jennifer.
What is aerodynamics?
Yes, and I want to thank Jeff. It's too bad he didn't seem to enjoy doing those categories and clues for us. By the way, Jeff's show streams Fridays on Disney Plus. There are two clues left, Jennifer.
Patriot 16.
On a cold 1982 day, Mark Henderson used a small John Deere to make the kicker's job easier in what became known as the This Machine Game. Chris.
What is lawnmower?
No. Jennifer.
What is snowblower?
No. You're closer, though. What is snowplow? Snowplow. Big snowstorm. Last clue. The Patriots' win in the 2019 AFC title game came one day shy of 25 years since this man bought the team. And his name is Robert Kraft. All right, Jennifer, at 16,100. Final Jeopardy category today is holiday songs. Think about it. It's that time of the year, isn't it? All right, clue in a moment.
I'm checking the chance for rain for your weekend. Nothing tonight. We're dry across the mid-Atlantic, but two weather systems will be rolling in on Friday, giving us a chance of rain on Friday, and then more rain chances later on this weekend. We'll time it out coming up tonight.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're hearing a lot of them these days. Holiday songs. Players, here's your clue. This song had its beginnings as a book handed out to children at Christmas at Montgomery Ward. 30 seconds. Good luck to you. Start with you, Chris. You had 5,800. You were in third place, and you wrote down, what is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? You are right. Gene Autry recorded it, and the rest is history. What did you do to your 5,800? You added 5,701, bumping you up to 11,501 and taking us to Kelly. She's laughing. Why? She didn't come up with Rudolph, no. The first
Noel.
Well, it's all right. And what did you lose?
A lot.
10,000. Yeah, a lot. You're down to 3,800. You take it so well. Jennifer, our champion, 16,100 going into final, and wrote down the correct response, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and added 13,500. Hello. 29,600, giving her a two-day total of 74,800, and an opportunity once again to come back and play and try to win more money tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Tonight's episode will be airing at a special time so that we can bring you Thursday Night Football. Watch Wheel of Fortune tonight at midnight on Fox 45.
It may be getting cold outside, but our off-season sale is heating up. Call Brothers Services now and save 25% on all exterior projects. Plus, pay absolutely nothing till 2021.